I love you, Radames, but you must marry the princess tomorrow. Tomorrow. What you want for us is impossible. They would hunt us down. It is a foolish plan.
I can find a way for us to be together.
I am here to tell you we can never meet again. Simple, really, isn't it? A word or two and then a lifetime of not knowing where or how or why or when you think of me or speak of me or wonder what befell that someone you once loved so long ago so well.
Never wonder what I feel as living shuffles by. You don't have to ask me, and I need not reply. Every moment of my life, from now until I die, I will think or dream of you, and fail to understand how a perfect love can be confounded out of hand. Is it written in the stars? Are we paying for some crime? Is that all that we are good for? Just a stretch of mortal time, or some God's experiment in which we have no say, in which we're given paradise, but only for a day.
Marry the princess, Radames. You could help my people. This could be our chance to do something important. Don't you see? It may be the whole reason we met.
Then it would be a cruel trick.
Not if the gods put us together for some greater purpose. Nothing can be altered. There is nothing to decide. No escape, no change of heart, nor any place to hide.
You are all I'll ever want. But this I am denied. Sometimes in my darkest thoughts, I wish I'd ever learned what it is to be in love and have that love return.
Is it written in the stars? Are we paying for some crime? Is that all that we are good for? Just a stretch of mortal time.
I will do what you ask of me, but you must also do something for me. Go home. Leave Egypt forever.
What are you saying?
While I am taking my wedding vows, there will be a boat waiting for you at the docks to return you to Nubia. At least I will have a measure of happiness knowing that you are free.